Here with me in this interview, I have Walter Mayhew. And Walter, I know you're with Kruger Seeds. Tell me a little bit about yourself and the company, first of all.
Sure. I am just joining Kruger Seed. I'm the new brand lead of Kruger and have been there for a couple of months now and really just getting to know the folks that work at Kruger and some of our customers. And I'm really excited about the kind of business that Kruger has built over the last many years, looking at relationship business and really based out of Iowa.
Well, we got a beautiful day for this Monsanto Technology Showcase here in Iowa, a little bit north of Des Moines. First of all, tell me about this event today and what growers are going to find when they come out here.
We find that growers really, their businesses are changing at such a rate with the new technologies that are coming, is that we have taken the opportunity to set up what we call a technology showcase, which really highlights some of the exciting new technologies that growers are going to see, not only currently, but next year and the year after that, but really 5 to 10 years out.
Well, one of the first stops here today that I participated in dealt with this Roundup Ready 2 for soybeans. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about that product and how that is an evolution of Roundup Ready.
Exactly. So when we ask growers, you know, what is it you're looking for in soybeans? What do you really need? I mean, it consistently comes back. We need more yield. We know our corn yields are going up, and we need more soybean yields. And really what Roundup Ready 2 is all about bringing that more yield to growers in a very timely way. And in reality, you know, Roundup Ready 2 is going to get deliver 7 to 11% more yield on growers' fields without additional inputs, just maintaining what they've already done. It's just going to have more yield potential and really going to be hitting farmers' fields in introductory capacity in 2009.
Tell me how it achieves that additional yield.
Well, basically, we have taken the same kind of gene that we had before in Roundup Ready 1, and we've put it into a different position within the DNA makeup of the plant. And without really going into a lot of details about that kind of stuff, I mean, what we know is that our preliminary data says that there's really about 6 seeds more per plant across a grower's field, which really, when you add that up over, say, 140,000, 150,000 plants per acre, it really gives them 3, 4, 5 bushels more yield.
So looking at it from to percentage that, what kind of additional percentage yield do you think is possible, especially in an area like we're in here?
Oh, this is a great soybean growing area here in central Iowa. And I can tell you that our data, you know, to date shows that comparing a product with Roundup Ready 1 versus the same genetics in Roundup Ready 2, over a 4-year period, we've seen from 7 to 11% more yield with the new technology.
That sounds significant percentage when for any kind of business. You mentioned that we're looking at the 2009 growing season, so talk a little bit about supply and availability as we go into next season.
So there will be really just a limited amount of supply of Roundup Ready 2 in 2009. Just an introductory look, you know, some growers are going to get this, some are not. You know, our biggest fear is that, you know, and it's not a fear, it's something we know, is we're going to have more demand than we actually have supply. And we're trying to look at, you know, in 2010, how are we going to get our supply bigger? I can tell you that we've got lots of potential products that we're looking at and really trying to build the supply as fast as we can. But we want to make sure that we have the right characteristics from an agronomic sense, the disease resistance, tolerances, and that sort of stuff to make sure that growers have the right kind of experience with this new technology.
Is there anything else about the Roundup Ready 2 product that you're going to have available? Like you said, maybe a little bit limited in 09 to start with, but anything else about it that you think growers should know or would be interested in knowing?
You know, I think one of the most interesting things is that, you know, we all growers, you know, remember when we launched Roundup Ready 1. And there was a big difference there. In Roundup Ready 1, you could drive down the road and see that out in a field just because you knew that that field used to have a lot of weeds in it, and now it was cleaned up. So in some ways, it really helped growers manage more acres, you know, better, that kind of stuff. And with Roundup Ready 2, that's going to be different. You know, you're not going to see it driving down the road. You're going to see it with your combine. And the difference is with Ready to Yield is that it's going to be the best farmers are going to be able to produce more just by having this trait than they have before. So it's really going to launch with a different group of growers than what Roundup Ready 1 did. So quite a bit of difference.
Well, thank you very much, Walter Mayhew with Kruger Seeds here at the Monsanto Technology Showcase. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.